Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Remember, this month is our month of gratitude. And the Bible says in every situation, we have to keep thanking God. And because if you thank God for his finger, you will see his hand. And rather complaining, we have to keep thanking him. So at this point in time, we are going to listen to the word of God. And we have our brother here with us who will be taking us forward with the word of God on the topic of the dangers of an ungrateful life. Put your hands together as we welcome Apostle Rogers.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word of truth that you've given us, that we may be taught by it, that we may be instructed by it, as the scripture says, that these things were written for us who live, that we may learn and not make the same mistakes that our forefathers in the faith made. Therefore, we pray for understanding, revelation, and knowledge, that we may walk according to your purpose and not be as they were, to suffer the same things, but see the fullness of your goodness as you prepared for those who love you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. So the theme is gratitude, is that what he said? Or living without gratitude? Well, somewhere between there. But the point is being thankful always. We have some readings from the book of Luke, chapter 17. But I'll focus on verse 17. Since I have very few minutes and I want everybody to understand the dangers of living without gratitude. Verse 17 in Luke, chapter 17 says, "So Jesus answered and said, were they not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were they not any found who return to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." So the whole story is about 10 lepers. But what we see here is that as the Lord sent them on their way, the scripture says, as they went, they were healed. But one, on seeing that, turned round and returned with a loud voice. Now, thanksgiving cannot be silent. When I go to prayer meetings, everybody is shouting, binding and casting and all that. That means if the Lord answers, you can't say, "Thank you, Lord." When you're calling upon him, you're like, "Lord, hear my prayer." The man returned with a loud voice and glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Matthew 15 talks about a woman who had a son, a child, who was tormented by an evil spirit. She went to the Lord for help, and the Lord, the scripture says, answered her not. In fact, the disciples requested that she be driven away because she's tormenting them. But what this woman did was, even when the Lord finally answered her and said, "I came not for but the lost house of Israel," she said, "Yes, Lord," and she worshipped him. But then she said, "Help me still." And then the Lord said to her, You cannot give the children's bread to dogs. The woman said, but even dogs or small dogs can eat the crumbs that fall off the table of the master or the children. And then the Lord said to her, woman, your faith is great. And then healed her child. What do we see here? We see a woman to whom God, who is the most compassionate, was merciful, say to, I did not come for you. Instead of us saying, okay, not come for me, he said, yes, Lord, fell on her feet, on his feet, washed him and said, but help me. And she was helped. She received the petition of each one of the Lord. 10 lepers were cleansed. One returned to give thanks. The scripture says, he was sent away and said, your faith has made you well. Now, many scholars say many things. One of the things they say is that the other lepers were cleansed. Not this. But this one was made. What happened to the one who came back to give thanks? Anybody knows? Huh? He was made whole. Now, those are two different things. Nine were cleansed. One was made whole. That means he was restored as he would have been when God made a perfect person. So, what does that teach us? That there is everything to gain from being thankful. When we call upon the name of the Lord and we are answered, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Because we don't know the heart of God. What we ask for is all that we know. Because what did the lepers ask for? They asked for that they may be what? Cleansed. That's what's their petition. When Paul said, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Actually, he was not praying for those things like most people do. He was describing who God is. That is his name. Just like you've been calling him Yahweh. Those words there are a description of God. That to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. That is God, not you that tell him that do for me exceedingly abundantly. No. That is an understanding of who he is. The lepers asked to be cleansed. The one who gave thanks was made whole. Why? Because that's the nature of God. So when Paul say to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that you ask or think, they ask for cleansing, right? Because that's what they thought. But God, who's able to do more than they think or asked, made him whole because he gave thanks. That's why he said, to him be glory. Again, that's thanksgiving. So next time you're praying, remember that's the name of God. That's not a prayer. You're describing him. Then you will see those things, like the leper who was made whole because he gave thanks. Now, the others who never came back to give thanks were cleansed. And it's a good thing to be cleansed. That means they still would go in the public. Because if you were a leper in those days, you were locked out of the city. You had a bell around you which came shouting, I'm a leper, so that people can go away. So now you're no longer a leper. But you have parts of you that are not complete. The other man was made whole. Praise the Lord. So is it a good thing to give thanks? And are there dangers of not being thankful? Well, we haven't seen them yet, but we're going to see them now. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11. So in Numbers chapter 11, I want us to understand something. In the book of Genesis from chapter 15, Abraham offers a sacrifice to the Lord. He falls asleep and he has a bad dream. And in that dream, he sees darkness, and the Lord says to him that his people will go into a land that is not theirs, and they shall be slaves there for 400 years, right? And then, but God would come and judge that nation and bring them out. So indeed it happened. Jacob, there was a hunger, Genesis chapter 30, somewhere there. And he goes with his family. They went there, about 30 people. They returned 600,000. The people, the Egyptians, dealt very poorly with the children of Israel in hard work. They cried out to the Lord. God raised up Moses. Moses went into the land. He delivered them, and then he brought them out through the water on dry land. He fed them manna from heaven. The scripture says their clothes never got old. Any of you ever bought a pair of jeans and wore it for like 10 years? It gets old, or anything. But the scripture says, 40 years. Their feet never swell. Their clothes never did what? Grew old. When they were thirsty, a rock opened up for them and gave them water in the wilderness. When they were hungry, they were fed. However, we are going to see what happened. They were slaves. They cried out to the Lord. He delivered them, right? Out of bondage. They cried out to the Lord. The Lord did not cry out to them. The scripture says, I have heard your cry. I have seen your suffering from your taskmasters. And I have come to do what? Now, on their way out to a land which he was promised to Abraham, that's where the dangers of not being thankful came from. And they come from what? The number one cause is not remembering. Not doing what? Remembering. Yet when we pray to the Lord, we had Pastor David here praying. What did he say? Remember mercy. That means the reason we say remember is because we are not worthy of receiving that thing. But we tell him to remember mercy because that is who he is. When he appeared to Moses, when Moses said, show me your glory in Exodus 33, the Lord said, no. I will show you my goodness and I'll declare my name to you. And when he declared his name in Exodus 34, he said, the Lord, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in kindness and truth. So when we say remember mercy, we're saying remember who you are, not what we are. So that means we also ought to remember what he has done. When we forget, then we lose our gratitude. And there's consequences for murmuring. There's consequences for complaining. There's consequences for not being thankful. Many of them, the journey that was supposed to be 40 days lasted 40 years. You know why? Because they were not thankful. Are we any different from them? I don't think so. I don't think so. They were supposed to go from Egypt to a land that flows with milk and honey in how many days? 40. You read the scripture. The spies went how many days? 40. But they did not believe the Lord their God. And therefore, for each of the 40 days they went, the Lord said, each day shall be 1 year. And Everybody above 20 years died in the wilderness. Punishment for not being grateful. And gratitude doesn't come from you not being grateful, just it comes from you not believing that God is able or God did it. Because if you believe He did it, you'll automatically give thanks. You will live a life of thanksgiving and attribute that to Him. That's when the scripture says, lean not on your understanding, but in everything acknowledge Him. Acknowledging Him means what? You say, this was the doing of the Lord. You take it to Him in prayer. You don't move off by yourself, and then when you get stuck, you remember to call upon Him. You start with Him. In Numbers 11, the portion of scripture today starts from about verse 11. But these are the highlights. They were eating manna, which the Lord gave them. Now remember, they were in the desert. They did not cultivate, right? Ideally, you know that if you do not plant any food, if WFP doesn't show up to help you, you will die. Isn't that what happens? That's why we have this organization called WFP. It helps feed people around the world, you know? Now, if there's a drought in the whole place, there'll be nothing to eat. But these people were in the desert, and they were hungry, and the Lord gave them something to eat. They ate for some time. Then one day, they feel like they need some chicken. I'm sure everybody here loves chicken. Anybody who doesn't love chicken? You? What do you love? Beans? God bless your heart. You know? So, they sat there and they remembered how they used to eat good food in Egypt. Now, these are the same people who cried out to the Lord that He may come and deliver them. Now, this is what they said to the Lord. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt. But now, our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. They even called it this manna. That's how we are. When you get your first job, you're thankful. Then you see some guys who are higher than you. You're like, but this guy have better qualifications than him. He have a degree, have a master's, have a PhD. This guy only has a high school diploma. You start being like these people. Yet, you are here on every overnight. You leave at 6. In fact, you stay until you say we need to clean the church. But now you have not remembered that the Lord answered you in that matter. Therefore, do it with all your heart, with gratitude, saying thank you, Lord. Because guess what? You never know. They might restructure the organization. And you might be the one among the ones whose functions are not required. Now, what will you say to the Lord? Who you did not remember at the time to give thanks for what He had done for you. So they remembered cucumbers, onions, garlic, leeks, and all those wonderful things. And they complained against Moses and the Lord. And that's what we do. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me, we are like, yeah, but Brother David is here, me, I'm here. Sis Lovelyn is here, me, I'm here. Oh, yeah, her husband is this, her wife is this. Yet before you're like, Lord, whichever way you lead me, I will go. We even have songs to that effect. And when the journey started, you look on the other side and see the other person's journey and you think you should follow the other journey. There's danger in that. So what do we see here? They murmured against the Lord. The Lord had their murmur. He had their complaint. And He said to Moses, you tell those people, I'll give them meat. Now be careful. And He said to Moses that I'll give them meat, not for one day, not for 5, not for 10, but for 30 days. Even Moses wondered. He thought the Lord had gone crazy. There's a movie called something that effect, I think. And he said, where are you going to get meat to feed all these people? It means that even pastor might not know what will happen. Because Moses spoke face to face with God. But he never knew that God can feed 1 million people easily. The same way, if you read in the books, the feeding of the 5,000, when he asked Philip, feed these people, Philip said, I think our Lord is completely mad now. What? Why are we going to get bread to feed 5,000 people? But the scripture says the Lord knew what he was going to do. So he knows what he's going to do for all of us. That's why he said, do not think on that thing. What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. Because those things, even the people who don't come to church ask for every day. So if those are standard, then how much more you, whom he has begotten by his blood, would he not give those things to you? So set your heart on different things. What are those things? That his kingdom come. That all come to the knowledge of Christ. That they may have life. That is the witness. That is the testimony. Then all these things shall be added. Whatever you're looking for. In abundance. Not some of them, but all. So the Lord gave them chicken for 30 days. But the scripture says that while it was in their mouth, before they could chew some of it, the Lord struck down the stout men of Israel. So they died because they complained against God. They were not thankful to God who took them out of the bondage in which they were. When they cried out to him, now they said, when we were in our slavery, we were better. Isn't that a lie from hell? So remember to give thanks. Remember to give thanks. And the only way you can remember to give thanks is if you consider what great things the Lord has done for you. How do you consider? You have to stop. Because if you don't stop, you will not consider. You'll be just going as per the day, the issues that are at hand. You need to stop and think on those things which he has done. Then thanksgiving shall come automatically into your heart. All they had to do was to say, Father, we feel like some meat this weekend. And you are source and resource. And meat would have come because they still sent it. But the way they asked for it was like, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Yes, God can prepare a table in the wilderness. It doesn't matter what the economy is. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It don't matter about anything. He is the sovereign God. Where there is nothing, he makes something. When there was no water, a rock was opened and water came out. When there was no food sown, it came from heaven. Oh, he sends rain on the lot of the righteous, even if there's a drought in the land. He blessed Isaac in the same land where people ran away saying that it's dry. There Isaac reaped 100-fold, Genesis 26. In fact, he became so great that the people in the land said, you man, leave us because you're greater than us. He said, I will be with you. That is the eternal promise. Everybody God sends, that is the promise he gives him. And that's the promise we received when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. We became his. The scripture says he has begotten us by the blood of his Son. And then if he has begotten us, so how much more also will he in him give us all things? So don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't be bitter. Don't covet. No, ask your own. And he'll give it to you. Ask it with thanksgiving. Because in complaining, serpents came and many died. That is why you see doctors have a snake on a pole. It is because when the serpents bit the people, the Lord told Moses to make a serpent of bronze and whoever looks on it would live. We have a song, look and leave. That's where it comes from. Complaining, right? Fire and them complaining. the Lord struck them with a plague, complaining. Why? Because they did not remember the mercies of God and the works he had done in their lives. Therefore, consider what the Lord has done and always give thanks to him, that you may live and continue in his goodness. The Lord be with you.
Hallelujah! Tell someone, I will not complain. Tell someone, I will not murmur. Tell someone, I will ask for my own blessings in thanksgiving. Remember to give thanks. Think of the good things the Lord has done for you. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you one.